So hi, everybody. This is Peter Kennedy, senior writer with Stockhouse. We're here on a sunny Friday afternoon in Vancouver, and I'm talking to Stockhouse Ticker Tracks columnist Danny Dedlock. It's a twice-weekly column that features many of your own stock picks, but I guess we at Stockhouse wanted our readers and just our viewers to learn a little bit more about you, what you do, and what your background is. So can you tell me a little bit about your area of expertise and your alliance with Stockhouse?
Sure, Peter. I'm a microcap equity analyst from Alberta, and I have more than 30 years of experience researching Canadian penny stocks. I've been working with the team at Stockhouse for 3 years now, doing research and writing their TickerTracks investment letter. We publish TickerTracks every Monday, and my objective is to feature at least two new companies a month, and then on the alternate days, we discuss events in the market or update on past picks. Well, I tend to be overly opinionated at times, but that's simply because I've been doing this for so long that it tends to make you overly cautious of everyone running a public company. Greed does funny things to people, so it's my job to try and sort the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. My first priority is to try and manage the risk, and then we weigh that against the potential gain, which I don't think we can at least double our money or better in 3 to 6 months, and it really isn't worth looking at because you need to get some big hits to offset the risk. Microcap stocks can generate remarkable gains, but there are many pitfalls along the way, so I try to help investors avoid those. For the most part, I'm an extra set of eyes and ears, doing full-time research throughout the day, utilizing a network of contacts to identify opportunities, and then I try to pass those along to TickerTrack subscribers.
What is your opinion on today's market? It's a bit of a funny market that we're in at the moment.
Yeah, it is for sure. I mean, for almost 4 years now, junior resource exploration stocks in Canada have experienced their worst period in decades. And other than gold and a couple other metals, I'm extremely cautious of the sector in 2015 and likely into 2016. I feel that we're entering a period of global deflation, and that will continue to weigh on commodity prices. In fact, on January 31st, I published an 8-page report on this same topic. And for 2015, this belief or concern is going to strongly influence what stocks I do pick and follow this year.
Danny, what is the critical component of your stock picks?
Well, strong balance sheets and management, they've pretty much always been a priority for me, and that's going to continue to be this year. It's, you know, cash is critically important this year because, you know, it's extremely hard to raise capital for companies. So, you know, they've got to have the money to be able to get through the remainder of this year. I'll still be looking at some high gold projects. They're one option. Possibly after the summer, some oil stocks that have minimal debt. High-growth technology and social media stocks have been doing very well lately, and that was pretty much expected for the first quarter of this year, and so small biotech and healthcare stocks. I suspect that's going to continue through 2015 as investors grow tired of the weakness in junior mining. Money is out there and wants to go somewhere as bank returns are terrible, and if these alternates are doing well, then investors are going to chase those returns and fuel the sectors. In September, I featured Spread Logics in the tech space at 19 cents, and it's currently up about 200%. Even from my last update in February, it's gained 80%. Sorona was a recent pick in the biotech healthcare space, and while it's pulled back recently, it's still managed to generate gains of about 50% over 2 months. So there's definitely money to be made. It's just very difficult to make money in junior resource, and I suspect it's going to remain that way through the rest of 2015. And that means investors are going to have to learn to think outside the box this year. As I've done also for the last 3 years, I track dozens of microcap companies with huge bank accounts that are typically trading near or below cash value. One in the junior oil and gas space I'm currently following has $100 million and is trading at half that value. So those are the kind of things that, you know, we're going to be looking at this year. And basically, if you're interested in the high growth opportunities and capital gain potential of any of these Canadian microcap stocks, I strongly encourage you to take a look at TickerTracks this year.
I know we've covered a fair amount of ground here. Is there anything else that, any further advice that you would like to give to your TickerTracks audience that we might not have discussed?
You know, I don't think there's really anything extra I'd probably want to throw in there. It's a challenging market. I think 2015 is going to continue to be really challenging. We've always followed the junior resource space, and I'm just not sure that's a comfortable area to be in this year. So, you know, right now, tech and social media and healthcare and biotech, they really are doing very well. And I think, you know, people are going to want to invest in something. And if they see that that's where the money is going this year, I think that's probably we'll continue to see strength in those sectors. And I just think investors, you know, overall, they've got to start looking at getting out of that resource mentality and start looking and realizing that the venture exchange really does have some, you know, very good companies outside of resource. And I think there can still be a lot of money to be made this year. You're just going to have to be very careful what you're doing and make sure that the companies are well-financed or have the ability to raise capital.
Well, we appreciate your talking to us today. I know that people look forward to reading your column. It's a very popular item, and you're writing on Spry Logics today, I noted, and we'll look forward to seeing your column again on Monday. So just on behalf of everybody, just to wish you a good weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon, Donald.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.